But if you don't have an overall strategy, you're probably just going to end up with a cupboard full of supplements that you don't really know what you're supposed to do with, and you feel like you're not really getting very far ahead when we're missing kind of the big pillars that, you know, add up over time and really make a difference for people.
This is the Entrepology Podcast, the podcast where we optimize the bodies, brains, and lifestyles of entrepreneurs, go-getters, and world-changing innovators.
Welcome to the Entrepology Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Megan Walker. As a naturopathic doctor and anthropologist, I optimize the health and performance of badass women working to change the world as entrepreneurs and go-getters. You know, people exactly like you. Your business, body balance, and inner badass, these are the themes we are exploring. It is truly my pleasure to introduce you to my guest today. Dr. Erin Wiley is a naturopathic doctor, and she is the person that I actually co-founded the Integrative Health Institute with back in 2008. While I moved on from IHI, Erin blossomed that practice into a space that houses over 25 practitioners. It's got yoga, it's got IV therapy, and what Erin caters to with a level of excellence that I have seen unparalleled in our industry is working with entrepreneurs and go-getters. I'm so excited to have Erin on the podcast today so that we can start to unpack some of her methodology at working with this population. And when you stick with us right near the end, I'm making a massive announcement, something you definitely don't want to miss in terms of what we are going to be doing moving forward with my patient population and how Erin is going to play a significant role. It is truly my pleasure to introduce you to my friend and the famed naturopathic doctor, Erin Wiley. Dr. Erin Wiley, welcome to the Entrepology Podcast.
Thanks for having me, Megan. So happy to be here.
We have a ton to dissect today, including some pretty epic announcements that we are going to share with this audience a little bit later in the interview. But just to set the stage for everyone, I really want to delve into today this idea of health optimization as a power play for entrepreneurs and go-getters. And just to set everybody up for that, can you share with everyone a bit of your background and really what qualifies you to be such an expert in that field?
Absolutely. Well, I've been a naturopathic doctor for 13 years. And the reason why I got into naturopathic medicine was because I saw it as an opportunity to improve the function of our health. And I really love working with executives and go-getters. I love their mindset. I love their mission. I love that they're so driven and focused and attached to their goals. And my kind of unique area is helping them to see their health goals as being in line with their business goals. They're one and the same, right? So often people talk to me, they're feeling like their health is in conflict with their work. They're kind of running out of energy. They've made too many sacrifices. And they've gotten to this point where they're afraid that they're going to lose everything that they've worked for if they don't make a change. And this is where having that mindset shift and seeing your health as a power play really comes into action, right? Because if we can start to use what we know about business and leadership strategies and apply it to the health of the human body, it really makes a lot of sense. It's really easy to gain momentum, and it's really easy to feel like we're building traction at, you know, gaining a healthier body, improving our mood, improving our focus, improving our concentration, improving our energy, all of the things that at the end of the day we need to run a successful business.
I love that. And I know you and I treat very similar populations. And one of the things I'm always fascinated in, and I'd love to just call it out for people, are some of the stories we tell ourselves as to why we are different. And I feel like we both have this audience that's like, okay, listen, I'd love to sit down and have lunch with this leader in my business because I want to find out how she pushed her career forward. And then they find out it's this commitment to their health, and it engages in all of these series of stories about, well, they're different and she is this, and it must be that she had something wrong with her. But it's actually the opposite of that. We've been so trained to think of health as something we need to fix, and we've never really been told it's something that we can actually optimize. Can you really speak to your process around that?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I can start with like a personal story. So I have burnt out a few times. I've kind of had to learn the hard way that you can't just keep sacrificing your sleep or staying up later to write that paper or staying up later to meet the needs of that client. You can't keep putting your own personal needs aside because you're trying to play catch up. When we finally learn kind of in the hard way that we need to put ourselves first and put that oxygen mask on, I think that's kind of like the first step in the realization. And then the second big step is that you're like, oh, I can get more. I can actually get more energy the more I commit to my exercise routine. I can get more energy the more I commit to sustainable, productive, optimal quality sleep, right? We build the momentum and it's an eye opener. And you'd be surprised kind of how, you know, it changes the perspective of those around you. They're like, ah, I kind of want some of what she's having, right? Like, what's going on here? What's different about her story? And like, how is she giving herself the permission to take care of her beautiful body, right?
I love that you say that it's this permission thing too, because that's a whole new level of awareness. And I have found as I have encircled the age of 40, the strategies that I used to be successful in my 20s or when I was in school or when I was starting my career, they are not things that I necessarily have access to the same way. And the first way that I can start to treat my body differently is just like you said, like giving myself permission to actually create the space in my schedule or say no to my kids or say no to a boss or colleague or opportunity in order to maintain that platform of health. When you work with people around the state of optimization, what are some of the areas of their health that you focus on in particular?
Well, you know, we like to think about it almost in business terms. So I ultimately see myself as a health strategist. So the client comes in with whatever goal they, you know, they want to achieve, and we get a deep understanding of what's going on in their life, kind of what those pressures are in their environment. And we really work on building a foundational plan. So for a lot of us humans, I mean, optimal sleep, optimal nutrition, and optimal movement are kind of the biggest factors that are going to move the dial forward on our health. That, and I shouldn't, I don't want to forget joy and creativity and those, you know, areas of our life that help us to kind of build abundance. So those are kind of the three or four kind of big pillars that we focus on. And then we break down any obstacles that might be getting in the way of that. Right. So people do come to me quite often when they're feeling burnt out. And when we've been working too hard for too long without putting enough energy and investment into the system, then we start to see the body break down. So it's very common to see breakdowns in our digestive health. So a lot of clients are coming in with gas and bloating or IBS or just feeling like they can't get the energy that they need to from their food. They're feeling like digestion is really difficult and that kind of everything is becoming irritated, right? So digestive health is a platform for energy, and it's one of the first areas that we start to see symptoms when we are experiencing burnout. Another area is our metabolism. So when we're so often in that sympathetic mode, when we're so often in that stress response, we're putting a lot of pressures on our metabolism. It starts to slow down. We can start to gain weight around, you know, our abdomen. We talk a lot about belly fat and the pressures from cortisol and insulin and the fast-paced, you know, modern world that kind of increases the body's ability to store body fat, unfortunately, in that area. So we often work on some quick wins to kind of turn that around. So teaching people about the relationship that we have with insulin and cortisol, like how the body makes cortisol, when it makes cortisol, and how the body makes insulin, and in response to, you know, what factors. So some quick wins there. We simply teach people that whenever, you know, they're eating carbohydrates, the body's going to make insulin. And we only want so many servings of insulin per day because it's the hibernation hormone that makes us feel tired and sluggish and slows everything down. And so in terms of like pillars for burnout and overall health, digestive health, your overall metabolism, those are the two key areas. And then the third would be kind of the brain. So the mood, the focus, and the concentration. Because this is often a real pain point for a lot of my clients. If they get to the point where they feel like they can't focus during meetings, or they can't, you know, they start to get anxiety or afraid of presentations that they're doing to key stakeholders, we really know that they've kind of hit a wall with their brain performance, and they're used to being able to count on their memory and their quick wit and their intelligence. And it's a real area of vulnerability if we start to see some of those physical functions in the body decline.
So right? I shouldn't just add MCT oil to my coffee to counteract my mood and lack of brain performance. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Like it could be a bonus. Like a lot of these things can be a bonus, but we try to avoid what I call like a this for that method of prescribing. So there's lots of great things out there that could be good for this or could be good for that. But if you don't have an overall strategy, you're probably just going to end up with a cupboard full of supplements that you don't really know what you're supposed to do with, and you feel like you're not really getting very far ahead when we're missing kind of the big pillars that, you know, add up over time and really make a difference for people.
Totally. And we're guilty of that in all areas of our health. We do that sometimes in business where we grasp for these quick wins and these easy solutions. But if the foundation isn't actually strong,
absolutely,
we run into so many different challenges.
Absolutely.
When people come in and they're working with you, how are you actually assessing these components? Because often this idea of like, oh, digestion and sleep and movement and joy and all these things, they can be also quite esoteric. But I mean, I know part of your methodology is that you're actually really specific on the ground in terms of being able to quantify some of these elements.
Yes.
So how do you do that?
Well, this is why I love functional medicine. And again, this is like why I'm so happy I became a naturopathic doctor, because so often in our, you know, traditional medical system, which is very important, don't get me wrong, we're so focused on like making a diagnosis. But if there's no diagnosis to be had, people are left in this gray zone, right? Where they're like, well, that's great. How am I supposed to help myself? I'm glad all of my test results are normal, but I'm really tired. I'm not able to catch up. I'm not able to perform. What do I do next? And this is where we can give you kind of a functional assessment, which helps us to provide you with like a numerical value associated with some target for your performance. So often in business, I don't know how many of your listeners are familiar with KPIs and OKRs. But this is something that if you've ever read the book, you know, Measuring What Matters by John Doerr, it's how businesses really break down this idea of, are we making progress towards our goal? And we know that if we can associate a performance value with a number, it's easier for us to track and it's easier for us to assess. So the top three measurements of, you know, functional assessments in our practice would be bioimpedance analysis, which is a simple tool that measures your body composition and your phase angle. So body composition is important for all of us because we know if we want more energy, we need more muscle mass. That is the energy generating tissue for the body. It's where we've got a lot of our mitochondria, those little energy producing organelles. And everything that you're doing from lifestyle, whether or not it's your sleep or your nutrition or your fitness, we want to see that actually moving the dial. We want to see your muscle mass increasing and we want to see your body fat decreasing. So we use that as kind of a consistent marker, usually once a quarter, to make sure that we're on track and that we're not, you know, taking that slow slide towards 2 pounds of weight gain per year that over 10 years put us at increased risk for type 2 diabetes and all of those wonderful diseases associated with aging. The other marker in bioimpedance analysis that's important to us is phase angle. Phase angle is almost a measure or reflection of your energy. So it's a measure of your cellular energy. And certainly, we want to see that number increase over time as your overall nutrition is increasing and the body, those cells are regenerating and getting healthier and getting functionally stronger for you. The second big area would be your hemoglobin A1C. This is a fairly standard marker. It's a marker of your metabolic performance. And it's used as part of the diagnostic criteria for type 2 diabetes, but it can be used as so much more if we think about really keeping you in that optimal zone. So many of my clients come in, they didn't know that there was an optimal range for hemoglobin A1C, and they didn't know that they were able to move that marker through their nutrition, sleep, and exercise. So this is really kind of something that's really rewarding for them when they see that number move as a result of the fruits of their labor, so to speak. And then the last big marker would be heart rate variability. So I think this one is so cool. Really, we've learned so much about heart rate variability over the last 10 years through all of the research on athletes and pushing our athletic performance. But I really like to apply it to executives and to myself because it's a reflection of our overall stress and our overall resilience. So this is really what we're trying to achieve when it comes to prevention, is how can I attune my body so that I can perform really well under these kind of grueling circumstances? And how can I make sure that I'm not pushing it too hard, right? It's kind of it kind of gives us the canary in the coal mine kind of reading. So before we develop symptoms, we can start to see our heart rate variability decline if we're getting too much exposure to stress and not enough exposure to recovery and repair.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to, well, one, all of these pieces, but the heart rate variability piece in particular. I mean, that's one I monitor on myself every single day with my Oura Ring, and we use a device with our patients called the Leaf, because it really is one of these things. It's not going to get measured for you in very many places, but it is. It's like we've unlocked this whole other panel of information on the computer that is your body, right? Like we can predict all of these other things starting to run awry when your heart rate variability is off. And this is not some woo-woo science thing. This isn't actually your heart rate. It's a different measure with respect to the amplitude of your heartbeat. And it's very, very founded in research. So I love that you're using that with your patients.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think for executives, it gives them something really concrete that they can focus on. I mean, another pain point for a lot of my clients is that, you know, they know that they're going to be under stress. So it's not about avoiding stress. In actuality, they lean into a lot of stress on a regular basis, but it's really about helping them figure out how they can support the other side of the equation, right? How they can support their recovery and their repair so that they can face more stress in the future.
Absolutely. And it's about building up resilience, and like resilience in a company, resilience in your management of money, resilience in how you parent. We know that this idea of resilience is so positively correlated with success and achievement and consistency in life, that if you have this physiological marker that measures where your resilience is at, it's like gold for high achievers.
It is gold.
Yeah, I love
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Well, I really love your approach to patient care, Dr. Wiley.
Well, thank you, Megan.
I feel like we have a lot to still digest, but I want to interrupt this interview to share with everybody. One of the reasons why I'm so excited to have you here is you're actually going to be taking over my private practice.
It is a dream come true. I'm super excited.
You see how I made that like a question? Like maybe you were going to say no. And I will share with everyone, we've actually agreed to this yes. already. And I smiled as you were chatting because even, you know, language like health strategist and these different pieces, I was like, this is the exact language I use with my population, which is honestly why I could not be more excited and more proud to be able to make that transfer from my personal clientele over to you. We're co-located in the same city. You were a member of my wedding party. We founded the Integrative Health Institute together. Like, we really do think on the same plane. And I'm going to share in the next interview that we have coming up next week a little bit more around my decision to not continue working with patients one-on-one, but what I am going to be doing in the context of health and working with entrepreneurs in the future. But this element of my business and of my work for the last 10 years, honestly, I think that it is such a positive transition. So I'm so grateful that so many people are going to have a place where they can call home.
Oh my gosh, me too. Absolutely thrilled. You know, I believe in integrative medicine and I take a strong team-based approach. And I think behind the scenes, you and I have been a team, I don't know, for the last 15 years, probably since, you know, naturopathic college and all the way into starting this business, the Integrative Health Institute that I'm currently still the founding member of. And I've been enjoying every minute of your coaching and the clinician code and everything that we've been doing together.
Well, it's so rare that you find, and one of the things about naturopathic medicine is you can go to two different naturopaths and you're like, huh, I had these vastly different experiences. It was totally different, which is great because we're kind of united in a philosophy, but not always in an approach. But one of the things I really value about our relationship is I have this capacity to predict how you would probably handle something. And you have this wonderful capacity to predict how I would handle something. And when it comes to transferring the care of someone's health, what's so nice is they're going to get a new set of lenses, a different set of skills, but you're going to have an understanding of how people got to where they are as well, which I just think is such a gift for that audience.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a wonderful relationship.
Can you share with people, because I really love this, I know you started to talk about it a little bit, this idea of OKRs and objectives and key results and what that actually looks like. Because I think for a high achieving population, when we're talking about health, people come in, they're like, oh, you know, I just want to be healthier. I think my health can make me better at, you know, my work or my job or my business or any of these other things. But even for them, they don't specifically know what outcomes that might be. We might tweak digestion, we might lose 5 pounds, but everyone's kind of grappling to even understand what's possible. What are some of the OKRs that you are working with in this population? Because everyone listening is your exact population.
Okay, well, OKRs are so simple and so powerful. So when I read the book Measure What Matters by John Doerr, and he's talking about, you know, Google's success and the success of these huge corporations, like how did they really ensure that their teams were lean and moving towards these shared goals, right? How do they actually measure their journey? And I thought, oh my God, this is health behavior change. This is everything that I studied since I was back at Western studying health promotion. We need to make this really tangible for people. And if they can focus on these clear objectives and key results that are going to get them to achieve their overall health and business goals, it's really everything, right? It's the momentum. It's about these, you know, these small steps that really add up over time to helping you to build a healthy body. Because every cell in the human body turns over at the pace of nature, and everything that we're doing is kind of dictating that process. So to give you an example, so like in business, you might have a business objective, which is to launch, let's say, $1 million program. And so your key result would be that you have to give this key presentation to stakeholders and you really want to nail the performance. When you break that down even further, you might discover that you have a health objective, which is to have a really clear mind and to increase your endurance so that you can handle whatever it is, this sales conference or this presentation that you need to give, and that you're going to need the energy to do that. So if that's your objective, we need to break that down even further into, so what key results are you going to need to see to make that achievable? And it might be that one key result is going to bed at the ideal time that maximizes the amount of energy that you're going to make the next day. It also gives you the opportunity to consolidate your memory and to improve your mood and focus and concentration. And if you break that result down even further, you find that your next key result is like, okay, what is it going to take to make this happen? Maybe it means setting a wind down alarm on your phone or choosing to read a book over watching TV, or reducing your alcohol and coffee consumption so that we can improve the quality of your sleep and maximize the efficiency of your sleep, right? Otherwise, we can just have these lofty goals like, okay, I want more energy. But if we don't really have a framework for making that achievable, we're never really going to get there. It's just going to be something that's kind of like hanging out in the universe that we're not, you know, taking action over on a regular basis. And then we can tailor the OKRs to whatever the client's unique needs are, right? So this is, again, is the beauty kind of functional medicine. So at your kind of first visit, we kind of do a deep dive into all of the foundational systems in your body that you're going to need to perform at your best. And so again, whether or not it's your digestive health and we're tracking the health of your bowel movements to the health of your beautiful microbiome, we have tests available that can help us kind of create a clear framework so that you know that you're getting improvement in those areas.
They say that you are the product of the five people with whom you spend the most time. Imagine you could spend time with hundreds of fellow entrepreneurs and go-getters looking to uplevel their business, body, and mindset. The Entrepology Collective does not belong to us. It belongs to you. Come hang out with us on Facebook and let us collectively inspire, support, and cheerlead you towards your vision for contribution, your commitment towards better health, and your journey of mindset mastery. We are in this together. We are entrepreneurs by birth, by choice, and by mission. We are the Entrepology Collective. Search for us on Facebook and come join your tribe. Yeah, I totally like this because people need to understand that. And I also find for those who are used to executing, we're used to having metrics upon which we make those decisions. And so having those with respect to our health is so it's so unique because you go to a doctor and they're like, well, we can improve this number if you just go and lose 15 pounds. And then they send you out the door with this really, really lofty, broad, uninformed goal. And I love that you're turning this into really tangible action. Can Absolutely. You, based on your experience, just share a little bit about what some of those top five habits are that you find are most efficacious for this population in terms of moving the needle in their health?
Yeah. So the big one is just the amount of time that they're spending in the stress response versus in recovery and repair mode. So one is just making that mindset shift that we're going to value joy and play and creativity, and you're going to have the courage to block that time on your schedule or on your agenda. So it needs to be kind of a no-fly zone or a non-negotiable. It's there because it needs to be there every week so that you can gain traction and momentum in your leadership and the energy that you use to inspire those around you. The second step is like nutrition, and we keep it super simple. So you have a quick nutrition checklist. At every meal, you want to ask yourself, how can I fill half of my plate with vegetables? Because vegetables contain those micronutrients that the body needs to make energy. Then you ask yourself, where am I going to get my quick protein hit? And where am I going to get my healthy fat? Once you've completed that checklist, it honestly doesn't necessarily even matter what happens next. If we hit those three goals consistently, you're going to move the dial on your nutrition and move the dial on your energy. The third would be to really invest in sleep, right? And this is where we know the science is so clear that it makes a difference. And it's almost funny, the steps that are important. So the main step, it's not necessarily that you need to sleep a ton of hours, but that you need your sleep to be really efficient. So you want to go to bed at roughly the same time every night. You want to sleep in a dark room and you want to sleep in a cold room. And this is where I love that Oura Ring that you mentioned, Megan, because it will clearly show you that when you are making the investment in that consistency and that optimal sleep environment, that you're getting more hours of deep sleep, you're getting better REM, which you can, reflect on as improving the performance of your brain, your mental capacity, and your memory, which are so important for everything else. The fourth is really to practice gratitude because an attitude of gratitude, oh my gosh, it pays off in almost every single circumstance, and it gives us something to really hold on to when we are when we're trying to make progress on nurturing our body forward. If we don't have compassion, if we sometimes as type A people, I know it can be pretty hard on myself, and I know my clients can be pretty hard on themselves with their goals. It doesn't necessarily serve us in the end. We want to be grateful every day that we show up for our highest health. And then the fifth one, of course, would be movement. So movement makes energy. So often my clients come in and they're in that burnout place where they're too tired and they feel like they just don't have the energy to exercise. I really help them to work through a process where we can shift that, because all of us are sitting too long. We're sitting at the desk, we're sitting on the plane, we're sitting in the car, and all of that sitting means we're kind of programming the body for fatigue. Instead, we want to get, you know, the muscles excited. We want to get those mitochondria encouraged to make energy. So movement is a big part of what it's going to take to make the energy you need. And then, of course, the sixth would be consistency with the tracking, right? So this is a long-term process. This is about, you know, just like building a healthy business, you want to have a multi kind of step plan. So we really recommend that you use things like the body composition analysis, like the heart rate variability, and even like your annual, say, physical exam and your hemoglobin A1C to really understand those markers of anti-aging medicine, those markers of energy and resilience, to make sure that you're, you know, accountable and consistent and supporting your highest self in the long run.
Yeah. And the thing I love about this list is that there's nothing I would add to it. And I didn't ask you beforehand what your top five is. You're just like, I know this. So I just like, this is so second nature. But this idea of consistency, and consistency builds the canyon. It's just so critical to health. Yeah. And everyone wants to be like, oh, I'm just going to do the keto diet, or I'm going to get this device, or I'm going to take this magic pill. Which is fine, but those are advanced tactics. And putting advanced tactics on a really shaky foundation never actually results in an outcome.
And for sure, it can work against you. Yeah, it can work against you if you don't have a strategy in place.
A quick note from our sponsor, Badass Fuel. 2 years ago, someone asked me what supplements I take to maintain my health, my energy, and my edge. And they were surprised that I only took four things consistently. For myself and my patients, there are four basics that support, at a foundational level, nearly every system in our body. In my quest for the highest quality ingredients and the easiest system for consistently incorporating supplementation into my routine, I formulated and manufactured my own line of foundational supplements. My intention with this line was first and foremost quality, but equally important was a system for taking and naming the support that eased the incorporation of supplements into your life. Trusted for myself and my patients, under the guidance of your own healthcare provider, I'm excited to invite you to check out our foundational product line, Badass Basics. You can learn more or order the products yourself by visiting www.badassfuel.com. 100%. So I feel like we could do this all day long, which we probably could. But I also feel like this is a really awesome place for us to change over to the second part of our interview. And I call these, wait for it, our KPIs or key performance indicators. Oh, yes. Clearly, Aaron doesn't listen to my podcast every single week. But I do have a few key questions that I want to ask you about some of the things and decisions that you make in your own life, so we can get a sense of what it's like to be Aaron Wiley behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hit me.
All right. First question. What's the most impactful book you've ever read?
Oh, gosh, I've read so many books. What is the most impactful book? I always have trouble with that type of question. I don't know, Megan. I don't know. I guess I would say...
Like, what's coming to mind just like right the second? Because I know you'll text me in an hour and tell me something.
Brené Brown. Well, can I just say that anything that Brené Brown has written, because she is my guru. So whether or not it's Dare to Lead, any of her books, they are awesome. I mean, I feel like she's had a huge impact on my own health and the health of my clients, because vulnerability, she talks a lot about vulnerability. It really is the key to leadership, right? To getting really clear on who we are and bringing our humanity to work so we can inspire others to live out their dreams and to fulfill their potential. I mean, her work is fantastic.
What's the one thing you're most consistent with respect to your own health?
I'm most consistent, I think, with my sleep and my regular Pilates class. So yeah, Tuesday morning, Studio Legree with Kate. If you guys want to join me at 6 a.m., I am often always there. And my sleep. Ever since having kids, my sleep routine has become very important to me. And the Oura Ring has absolutely helped me to maintain my accountability. And I also have one for my husband. So we have a nice, healthy competition over who gets the most efficient sleep.
Yeah, we have that competition too. Right now we're both losing. What is something totally badass about you that people would not otherwise know?
I still feel like maybe some people don't know that I operate a pretty badass clinic downtown Toronto. So I have got 25 practitioners who are working with me. I really celebrate their success. So there's 5 fantastic naturopathic doctors who are on the team, and we really focus on team-based medicine. We've been here since 2008, right kind of at the corner of King and Sherbourne, so in the design district. And I think that's pretty badass to, you know, graduate right out of school, open your own business, and kind of build a dream team.
It is totally badass. We're going to circle back to that in 1 second. What do you do for fun or play?
Oh, you know this about me. I love skiing. Well, anything on boards. So paddleboarding in the summer and skiing in the winter. And so, yeah, my family, it's really important for me and my kids to show them just kind of the joy of skiing, because I think it's a real opportunity to get outside every weekend, no matter what the weather, especially in Toronto when it can be kind of dark and gloomy and cold sometimes, to kind of get that nature exposure, breathe that fresh air, and enjoy a little playtime. And it's almost like a little moving meditation, right? Because you can't really think about anything else when you're gliding down the hill.
So true. And last question for you, entrepreneurism, are we born this way or do we learn to become entrepreneurs?
I think we're born this way. I think we do need to learn from each other how to, you know, improve. I think there's definitely kind of skills that can be helpful and kind of business tools that you need. But I think there's something in the entrepreneurial's blood that says, I'm just going to do this my way. I'm just going to go out there and build it. It hasn't been created before. I have the vision for it. And so I'm just going to take it on. Why not me?
I love it. Erin Wiley, such a great attitude. Can we just really quickly, before we wrap up and we share everyone where they can find you, where they can learn more about you, where they can book a discovery call, can you just share with us a little bit more about the Integrative Health Institute? Because like you said, there's 25 practitioners there, there's yoga, there's IVs, there's all sorts of stuff happening. Can you give us a cursory overview of really all the amenities that you have as part of that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we really wanted to create a community of support because we all have obstacles. Right. So if somebody's coming in and they have pain in their shoulder or their knee, and that's an obstacle to their sleep and an obstacle to their movement, we needed to expand beyond the naturopathic skill set to have access to our chiropractor, Dr. Tabrizi, who's fantastic. He's a neuroscientist and a real brain-based practitioner who kind of cracks all the tough cases when it comes to pain and mobility. We've got Kate on the team, who's a fantastic physiotherapist with an edge in terms of women's health, because she's a pelvic floor physio. And for our women, we know how stressful it can be if you're sneezing and peeing your pants, and more importantly, you know, aren't able to experience pleasure with sex due to pelvic pain. So again, breaking down all of these kind of hidden obstacles behind the scenes, we've got 5 fantastic massage therapists on the team who really have been in practice for a long period of time. And I think their hands can kind of, you know, sense all of this information it's almost too difficult to put into words. And we, again, really value the parasympathetic nervous system and how engaging in relaxation can be healing for the entire body. So we've got a very strong physical medicine team. We've got social workers as well, because the brain and our mindset and our thought patterns, which, you know, kind of dictate how are we going to execute this health strategy and how are we truly going to lead. Sometimes we know what we need to do, but we have obstacles to getting it done. Those members of the team kind of help us to crack those core beliefs and make those internal shifts that are sometimes necessary to see the plan through. And then, of course, I can't forget our nutritionists. So they're kind of our practical, you know, it's always easy to say we need to improve our nutrition and these are the objectives and goals that we need to hit, but they help people to break down all of the obstacles. So the obstacles in the kitchen, the obstacles eating out at client dinners, the obstacles with not having enough time, and they talk about things like meal plan and delivery, but ultimately they also kind of cut through the information overload in the nutrition world and help people to get really clear and simple on what they need to do to eat well.
And can you just really quickly share, because I kind of love engaging in this service at IHI myself, your IV suite.
Oh my gosh, how could I forget the IV suite? So yeah, IV therapy, it's one of the easiest ways to give your body access to the key nutrients that your cells need to make energy. So that's why it's a perfect fit for us. I know I've gotten myself into the situation where I've been a little bit run down before, and the IV therapy, it's not like your overall end-all solution, but it certainly is a helping hand to get you back up and performing, you know, well in the shortest period of time, because we bypass the digestive system and we give you those key nutrients right into the bloodstream.
Absolutely. And you've been working with so many of our patients over the last few years with IV therapy out of your practice that for so many reasons, this is such a natural fit. So like I shared with everybody, we're going to make sure everyone is hooked up in our show notes with access to Dr. Wiley's personal site, with IHI, with all of the booking information, so that you're able to book a free discovery call with Dr. Wiley, learn more about her practice, how she approaches entrepreneurs. And is there anywhere else you want us to be able to send you so we can see a little bit more about what you're up to?
Well, I do have a new site. I've just redone my own site. So erinwiley.com is launched, in addition to integrativehealthinstitute.ca.
Amazing. All to be hooked up. Erin, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Megan. Such a pleasure. I'm so excited for the next chapter and all of the wonderful things that you're going to do and all of the teamwork that we've had over the last few years.
Amazing. Have a great day. I can't wait to hear from you in the next few weeks so we can start getting all these people transferred over and feeling amazing. Hey, hey, bosses. If that interview resonated with you, I would love your feedback over on Apple Podcasts. Every single review, every comment you leave makes a huge difference in terms of the Entrepology Podcast being able to reach more people, help more people, and pour more individuals into our vector and vertical of leadership that we are using to try to change the world. Now, if you want to discuss a little bit more about today's topic or other topics that affect us as leaders and go-getters in this world, come on over and hang out with me in the Entrepology Collective. In this Facebook group, we have women from around the world dedicated to living a life of purpose, a healthy life, an intentional life, as we cruise through and engage in our missions here on planet Earth. I would love for you to join us. I'm excited about what you do. Until we meet again next week, go build something amazing.